Jesse Allen here, catching up now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's look at these grain markets. I think top of mind to start, the wheat markets moving double digits higher here today. It's really been an interesting week in the wheat complex. We saw a big sell-off yesterday. Now we're trying to rebound here on Friday. What do you make of what's going on in the wheat complex to start?
Well, it started off kind of as a technical bounce. We've indicated, told our people here yesterday that, we broke chart support. Now the algos are selling that chart breakdown, and the end users have no reason to step in front of this market until or unless something happens. Well, maybe something's going to happen. At least the market is certainly covering those short positions ahead of the weekend. Europe's largest nuclear plant is in southern Ukraine, and it is the focus this weekend of tensions between Ukraine and Russia. We all hope nothing happens there, but the risk to the wheat market would be significant if an accident were to happen there and we would have some type of nuclear leak, shall we say. And so the markets are covering some of their short positions and momentum traders are feeding on that to amplify the moves higher.
Corded soybeans, Arlen, feel fairly quiet heading to the weekend. We're kind of drifting maybe with not a whole lot of fresh news out there. Corn a little higher, beans a little lower. Any thoughts in the row crops here as we head to the weekend?
Well, I think that's a good way of summarizing it. And we're seeing some spread trading between corn and soybeans, but this market is just kind of consolidating going into the weekend. Next week is the big Midwest crop tour where the industry will be spreading out and driving across the Midwest and both the West and the East coming together in the middle, assessing the crops, walking the field, sampling crops. And so it'll give us a good influx of fundamental information about how the weather has impacted this year's crops. And generally the thinking is that soybeans maybe not hurt as bad as what is corn. And so we're seeing corn kind of get the better edge of the spread trades between the two today, supporting corn and the strength in the wheat supporting corn as well.
Arlen, over in the protein sector, I know we've had a couple down days in hogs here this week, some liquidation there, seeing maybe a bit more of that here on the day today. And then in cattle, kind of mixed trade there, feeders a little lower with corn up a bit and the live cattle mixed. We have that cattle on feed report this afternoon as well. I know the industry, the trade is going to be watching that closely, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And generally expecting that on feed numbers are up a little less than 1% from previous year, whereas placements are down a little bit more than 1% from year ago levels. But as we look at this cattle market, really supported by the cash market, we saw cash cattle trade as high as 142 in Texas yesterday. And that's even above where the expiring August contract is trading at. So that's a big difference from where we've been at. As we look over at the hog complex, this market has seen a lot of fun liquidation of late. And even though we're looking at a $27 discount now between the October contract versus the cash hog index, the product market has been under a lot of pressure lately in the futures market. It's kind of following the product market lower, expecting that we're going to see a collapse in the cash market over the next 7 weeks.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon on the program, we have a cattle on feed report coming out. We're going to try and catch those numbers after they come out at 2 o'clock Central Time and at least give you a recap of what those numbers look like. But we're also going to take a deep dive into the market trade here for the day and the past week. Christy Van On Sheseth of Van On & Company joins us for the first time here on Market Talk, and we will get her thoughts on the market trade as we wrap up the week. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Friday, August 19th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.